الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله As we praise our creator, our sustainer, our provider, cherisher and nourisher. Jiha, Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is the master, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Kareem, Rauf al-Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the beautiful and illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions, alayhi muridwan. As per the hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَوْلَ النَّاسِ بِيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً That the closest person to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited the most amount of durood upon me in the world. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali explains and says that this shows the distinction and the proximity of this person with the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this blessing can only be attained if a person adopts piety, if a person recites durood upon the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam abundantly, then he will definitely be given the proximity and qurb, closeness of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Increase your recitation of salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huzoor aisa karam mujh pe kaash ho jaye mera wazifa durudo salam ho jaye. Dear viewers, alhamdulillah, in today's episode and program we are going to be discussing piety. Taqwa is the highest standard of excellence. G. Piety is the highest standard of excellence, and more about piety, how can one attain taqwa and piety is what we are going to be discussing in our morning program. It's my earnest appeal to the viewers of Madani channel that please stay tuned with us from now till the end of today's episode and program. So dear viewers of Madani channel, let's listen to this beautiful kalam in Nati Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we do return, we are going to be discussing the topic which I mentioned earlier. Piety is the highest standard of excellence. Please stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu, 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 والليل دجى من وفرته
ہے نور سحر چہرے سے تیرے اور شب کی رونق زلفوں سے
Allah
الأمم لشريعته نعمت کا خزینہ ہے مولا گنجینہ رحمت ہے آقا ہادی ہے تمامی امت کے اور راہنما ہے شریعت کے اللہ 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 سعتی الشجرون طاق الحجر شق القمر بإشارته انگلی کے اشارے پیڑ چلے اعجاز سے پتھر بول اٹھے اور چاند ہوا ہے دو ٹکڑے انگوشت کے ایک اشارے سے اللہ 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 جبریل اتى ليلة أسرى والرب دعاه لحضرته جبریل امین پیغام خدا لے کر آئے تھے شب اسرا معراج پہ ان کو بلوایا قربت کا شرف ان کو بخشا اللہ 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 فمحمد هو سيدنا فالعز لنا بإجابته تو محمد ہے اپنے آقا اس نام سے اپنی عز و بقا طوفان میں جب یہ نام لیا پھر ڈوبتوں کو ہے کنارا ملا
اللہ
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Let me tell you a beautiful waqiyah and story, dear viewers of Madani channel, mentioned by a very popular and a very famous buzurg of his time, Hazrat Sayyidina Khuld bin Ayyub rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Uyunul Hikayat mein ye waqiyah darj hai, mashallah, it has been written that there was a pious person from Israel who lived on the mountaintop for 60 years, 60 saal tak wo ibadat mein apna waqt guzarta raha. He continued worshiping Allah Azza wa Jalla for 60 years, dear viewers. Ek din usko ek khwab aaya. He had a dream in which it was said to him that so and so cobbler, jo joote banane wala hai, the one who mends and fixes shoes, is actually better than you. He is more devoted worshipper than you are. Allahu Akbar. So when he got up from his sleep, this person who was at this raised place, you know, in the caves, on the mountains, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla, when he had this dream, after awakening from his sleep, he assumed and thought to himself that perhaps this is just a dream and there is no reality in this. After some time, for the second time and third time, when he had the same similar dream that so-and-so cobbler in the town is better than you are. The description of the cobbler, the place where he works, everything was given to him in the dream. That person is much more devoted worshipper than you are. Upon this dream for the third time, he assumed and thought to himself that, you know what, now I should descend from this place and pay a visit to this cobbler and see what is the matter. So this pious, devoted person who was on the mountain for 60 years making Allah's ibadat, when he came down, he descends and he goes and pays a visit to the shoe mender and maker. He approaches him after exchanging salams. He then asked him and said, do you know, I had a dream in which I seen or I was told that you excel in piety, in taqwa, you are much more devoted than I am, and I have come here only to inquire as to what extra do you do that you could educate and tell me. Allahu Akbar. At first Khuld bin Ayyub rahmatullahi said, it seemed as if he did not want to disclose anything. He remained silent, he lowered his head. Upon the request of this pious person again, and this cobbler recognized this pious person, for everyone in the town knew that he is worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla in the mountain. So when this pious person descended and visited this shoe mender, he stood up with adab and respect, greeted him, kissed his hands, and he asked him, see, what is the reason for you to come and visit me today? What has caused you to descend from your exalted place of worship? Then he mentioned the reason of the dream, and then it goes on, dear viewers. He says, well, there's nothing extra that's worth mentioning. I strive and I struggle to earn a halal livelihood. From the money that I earn, I spend half in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. I spend the other half on my family. I fast, I worship Allah Azza wa Jalla, and I fear Him. There is nothing extra other than this worth mentioning. Having said this, the pious, devoted Israelite goes back to his mountain, he goes back to his place of worship. And now when he sleeps again, he has a dream in which he sees it was said to him, descend from this place and visit the cobbler again and ask him as to why his face has turned pale. Allahu Akbar. Why his face has turned pale? Ye sawal aapne unse poochna. So after this dream, again he descends and he visits the shoe mender and maker. Salam karne ke baad, again the shoe mender asked him, Ya Sayyidi, phir aap tashreef laye, what is the matter, Huzur? What can I do for you? Why did you take the takleef to come all the way here? Phir aapne farmaya, tell me, what is the reason for your face to be pale? Why is your face like this, like your anxiety and scared all the time? Why have you become so weakened? And then he said that the reason for this is that though I worship Allah Azza wa Jalla, though I fast, I perform my salah, I worship Allah Azza wa Jalla, but I still feel inferior whilst others are superior. I feel that everyone else is distant to Jannah, whereas I am distant to the hellfire. I feel as if I will be tormented for all the sins I had committed, though I am worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla and I have repented, and I only seek His pleasure. But I fear this, that I will be the one who will go into Jahannam and the rest of the people will go into Jannah. This fear has caused anxiety and worries, and this has caused my face to turn pale. This is why I am like this, because I consistently fear the wrath and the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla. I am most concerned about this, that I am distant to the hellfire whilst others are distant to Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Khuld bin Ayyub rahmatullah alayhi said, dear viewers of Madini channel, the reason for this shoe mender to attain distinctions in comparison to that person who worshipped Allah Azza wa Jalla for 60 years, dear viewers, is simply because he regarded others as superior and he himself as inferior. Baki sab jannati hai besides myself. He never boasted upon his ibadat. He still felt, ya Allah, I'm still a gunahgar. I'm not doing enough to worship you. Ya Rahman Rahimeen. I fear you. I fear you. Allahu Akbar. Khuld bin Ayyub rahmatullahi ta'ala said that this is the reason why Allah Azza wa Jalla granted a shoe mender distinctions upon distinctions in comparison to that person. Hame kya pata chalta isse? Ye pata chalta hai ki the standards and the criteria for excellence is not kept in what clothes you wear, what car we drive, which place we live. The criteria and the standard of excellence is connected to one's piety and taqwa as to how devoted is he toward his creator Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now let's listen to this ayah of the Holy Quran Pak and increase our iman inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Whereas Allah Azza wa Jalla in Surah Al-Hujurat, which is the 26th part of the Holy Quran Pak, He Azza wa Jalla has mentioned, O people, we have indeed created you from one man and one woman, and have made you into various nations and tribes so that you may recognize one another. Indeed, the most honorable among you, according to Allah Azza wa Jalla, is the one who is most pious among you. Indeed, Allah is all loving, all aware. Inna Allaha alimun khabir. Dear viewers of Madani channel, now let's study in the tafsir of this ayah what the great akabirin, the ulama and scholars have mentioned. Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala explained this very beautifully and said, look, from this we learn that the first creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is Adam alayhi salam, is created from soil, from dust, from khaak, from sand. Jab ye hum jaan chuke hain ki hamara origin, our asal, is sand and soil, mitti hai, then there is no reason for us to brag about anything. There is no reason and room left for us to speak highly about our lineage, about our background, about our social statuses, about our caste. No matter whether the person has white skin or has a dark skin, whatever the condition may be, the truth is that you and I have been created from soil. Ab iske baad, we're not supposed to have any sort of takabbur, riyakari. We should not have ostentation about our caste and so on and so forth. The reason for Allah Azza wa Jalla to divide people into various family trees is so that they can only recognize each other. Allahu Akbar. They may recognize one another. This caste and culture and background, and whether a person is a Urdu speaking or whether he is a Meman, whether he is a Gujarati, any person, all of these languages and colors and all of these privileges and distinctions are only for us to recognize each other. The truth of the matter is Allah Azza wa Jalla never judges a person based on his physical appearance. Allah Azza wa Jalla judges a person based on his taqwa and piety. The most honorable in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who possesses taqwa, most amount of piety and taqwa. So this is something you need to increase in order to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, in order to attain the rahmah and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa and piety is a key ingredient, dear viewers of Madani channel, to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now listen, dear viewers, subhanallah. Furthermore, what is the shani nuzul and the reason for its revelation? Listen to this. So interesting, subhanallah. It has been mentioned that there was a servant, jo faqir tha, he was a poor person. He was walking in the bazaar, in the marketplace of the enlightened Madinatul Munawwara. Ji haan, Allahu Akbar. We are speaking about the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this servant was walking in the streets of Medina and he was proclaiming, agar koi mujhe kaam pe rakhna chahe to mujhe rakh le, lekin paanch waqt ki jo namaz hai main sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki peeche hi padunga. If anyone desires to employ me, he can employ me, but he cannot ban me and restrict me from performing and reading my salah behind the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ittifaq ki baat ye ki Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also around the area and he had heard what this person was saying. Kisi ne kaam pe rakha, kuch dino ke baad the servant became bimar. Bimar hue, khabar Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam tak pahunchi, to aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam iyadat ki niyat se us ghulam ke paas tashreef le gaye. He went to visit this poor person. This caused attraction and attention in the society amongst the people. Ki kaun shakhsiyat hai ke sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam khud hi tashreef la rahi iyadat ke liye. Yahan tak ki jab us ghulam ya us servant ka intiqal hua, when that person passed away, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam even attended the funeral rites and performed his salah and so on and so forth. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, when people began to speak about this as to what neki or what action did this person do, what status and what shan and exaltation does this servant has, ki Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself came to pay visit to this ghulam, or jab intiqal ho gaya to bhi sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam tashreef laaye hain. So what is the status of this person? Jab logo ki beech ye baatein hona shuru hui ki is bande ka kya status hai, kya shaan hai ki sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam khud hi tashreef le aaye, then this ayat e kareema was revealed. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhan nas inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa unsa wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu. Oh people, we have indeed created you from one man and one woman and have made you into various nations and tribes that you may recognize each other. Huzur Pak Rasulullah came to the servant. Ji haan, huzur tashreef laaye hain. Due to his taqwa and piety, ghareeb tha, duniya ki daulat zyada na thi uske paas, lekin wo tha, he had that daulat, he had that treasure, the treasure of piety, the treasures of taqwa, which attracted the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ye bhi hadith paak mein hai, lekin inshallah usko hum baad mein arz karte hain. Mazid ayat paak sunte hain inshallah azza wa jalla. Let us increase our love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to the sayings and the narration of the lion of Allah azza wa jal, who is none other than Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Aapne irshad farmaya, he narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has proclaimed, on the day of judgment, humans will be made to stand in front of Allah azza wa jalla. Sari dunya wale jitne bhi makhlooq hai, all humans will be made to stand in front of Allah azza wa jalla in this condition, in this state, that they will be uncircumcised and they will be naked standing in the court of Allah azza wa jalla. The creator, our Allah, today who we have neglected, today whose rights we have violated, our Rabb, our Malik and Khaliq, will then declare, O people, ya ayyuhan nas, O people, I revealed commandments to you. I revealed orders and commandments in the Quran to you. But then what did you do? You denied them. You ignored them. You elevated your background. You bragged about your background and lineage and caste. Allahu Akbar. Today I declare your lineage to be worthless and insignificant. Who is saying this? The lion of Allah Azza wa Jalla says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say this on the day of judgment, that today I declare your lineage to be insignificant and worthless. Today I am the one who will avenge ruler. Where are the pious? Twice this will be said. Where are the pious? Then it will be said, undoubtedly the most esteemed among you in the merciful sight of Allah azza wa jalla is the one who excels in piety and taqwa. Open Sahih al-Bukhari, open Tirmidhi Sharif, subhanallah, open other books of ahadith, you would learn. Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha in one hadith says, nothing of this world ever attracted the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallama. Nothing ever brought him into amazement. He was never amazed by seeing anything astonishing, but rather when he had seen the taqwa and piety in the heart of a person. Allahu Akbar. This caused the beloved Rasul to go into the state of amazement when he would see the taqwa and piety of a person. Now look at this servant who was poor. Dunya ki daulat to na thi iske paas. Aapke paas dunya ki daulat to na thi. Sahabi Rasul hai. Allahu Akbar. He had seen the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, though he did not have worldly positions, but look at his status that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to visit him, and he is the reason for this verse to be revealed. Now, other ayat of the Holy Quran Pak, listen to the shan of those who have taqwa and piety. What else Allah azza wa jalla says about them? Subhanallah. Ji haan, ho sakta dunya mein aise logo ke paas paise aur jaidaad zyada na ho. Ho sakta aise log jab aapke darwaze pe aaye madad ke liye aap unko khali haath hi lota de. Ho sakta. These people had nothing in this world, no worldly possessions, but listen to what Allah has granted them. Listen to their distinctions. In one part of the Holy Quran Pak, in Surah Maryam, which is the 16th part of the Quran Pak, and in Surah Nahl, which is the 14th part of the Holy Quran Pak, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا.
On the day of judgment, we shall take the righteous people towards the most gracious as guests and mehman. Ye inki shaan hai jis tarah mehmanon ko liya jata hai. With muhabba, with love, affection, making sure his safety is there. Isi tarah, jo pious hazrat honge, those who are pious, those who are devoted worshippers, those who fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, those who are the righteous people, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will resurrect them in such a way that they will be taken as guests to the most gracious Rahman, Allah Azza wa Jalla. In another verse, as I mentioned, Surah Nahl, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
وَقِيلَ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا مَاذَا أَنزَلَ رَبُّكُمْ قَالُوا خَيْرًا لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ وَلَنِعْمَ دَارُ الْمُتَّقِينَ.
الله أكبر. Now in this verse of the Holy Quran Pak, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions more distinctions. يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا. إِسْتَ پَهْلِ وَالِي آيَتْ مِنْ تَا. Ab is ayat ko sunte hain. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and it was said to those who fear, jinke paas khauf-e-khuda hain, those who adopt the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. As he says in the Quran Pak, وَخَافُونِي إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ, then fear me if you are believers. So only a believer would fear Allah Azza wa Jalla in all cases, in all circumstances. So it will be said, وَقِيلَ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, it was said to those who fear Allah. What has your Lord sent down? مَاذَا أَنزَلَ رَبُّكُمْ, what has your Lord sent down for you? قَالُوا خَيْرًا, unhone kaha, they said, Allahu Akbar, Allah sent down goodness for us, khair for us, Allahu Akbar.
لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً,
thus for those who did good in this world, there is goodness for them. وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ, and undoubtedly the final home is the best. وَلَنِعْمَ دَارُ الْمُتَّقِينَ, and definitely what an excellent final home for the pious. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is actually indicating towards a house, towards a home. وَلَنِعْمَ دَارُ الْمُتَّقِينَ, this is a place which is magnificent, it is excellent, because Allah has said, what an excellent home for those who are pious. Would you not want and desire and wish to attain this goodness? Would we not want to chase for this which is everlasting? Would we still continue chasing that which is temporary, which is not everlasting, something which will come to an end, dear viewers? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Listen, subhanallah. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu had said in a hadith, he says, Rasulullah s.a.w. has narrated that someone asked him, Ya Rasulullah s.a.w., who is the most honorable in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jalla? The Holy Rasul s.a.w. said, the one who adopts taqwa and piety, the one who fears. A lot of people have this misconception that piety refers to us abandoning whatever we are doing, and we should perhaps maybe just move around with a tasbih in the hand. We have to be in a certain attire and clothing to adopt piety and taqwa. But remember, dear viewers, same thing we are mentioning. Piety and taqwa is not kept in the libas or on the lavish, in the lavish homes or bungalows or expensive cars and far-end vehicles and cell phones and laptops people own and drive and use these days. Taqwa is the name of that which is connected to the heart. Now, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat explained this very beautifully, and he says, just as a person abstains from major sins, he should protect himself and abstain from minor sins as well. A person should avoid doubtful things. This is to adopt taqwa and piety. It starts from the heart. Just as we beautify our physical appearance and we spend thousands of pounds and dollars and rands and rupees to beautify our physical appearance, how much of efforts have we placed in rectifying and reforming the king, which is the heart? Because if the king isn't right, the subjects, which is the other limbs of the body, such as the legs, the hands and other body parts, would never be correct. They would never follow the king. The subjects can only be correct and they would follow and be obedient to the king if the king himself is correct. If the king is corrupt himself, the entire country is corrupted, dear viewers. So the eyes will commit fornication, the ears will continue to entertain and listen to the sweetness of ghibah, enjoy listening to stories and carrying tales, the tongue will continue slandering people, the legs will continue taking you in the wrong directions, the hands will continue waking up for the wrong things. This is when the heart isn't correct. The heart becomes hard. When the heart attains this black spot and becomes blackened and hardened due to excessive sinning, dear viewers, we need to turn towards the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah has kept you and I alive for a reason. Find that maqsad, dear viewers of Madini Channel. So many people passed away. When their time was fixed, Allah Azza wa Jalla had taken them away, dear viewers. We still make this dua in the court of Allah, for Allah is most merciful. He is Ghafoor Rahim. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Work towards this. Turn towards Him. Move towards Him. Repent from all the past sins that we have committed, dear viewers. You will find a revolution in your life. You will find a different you within yourself, dear viewers. This is because you know what you want in your life. Subhanallah. All these that I have mentioned. Now, before we go for any Madini Guldasta, I want to bring to your attention, we are going to be listening to some Madani pearls, inshallah, just in a moment. There is a reminder that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is rahmatul lil alameen, jinke sadqe mein, jinke wasile se, we have attained taqwa and piety. Jinke sadqe mein ye sari kainat bani hai. He would make this dua. Listen to the dua of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would lift his hands and supplicate and say, as Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu has narrated this hadith, Sahih al-Muslim, hadith number 2721, he would say, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa-t-tuqa wa-l-afafa wa-l-ghina. He would say, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, oh Allah, I implore you to grant me guidance, huda, wa-t-tuqa, piety, wa-l-afafa wa-l-ghina, purity and independence as well, ya Allah. Who is making this dua? Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Though Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala explained this. He says, Huzur Pak to khud rasul hain, Allah ki nabi hain, Allahu Akbar. So why would he ask for guidance? So this guidance is related to the beliefs. Allahu Akbar. Piety refers to deeds. Purity refers to abstinence from sins, and independence refers to being self-sufficient. Allahu Akbar. This dua was made by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I'm sure, dear viewers, we alhamdulillah are quite motivated now, and we have a different understanding about how can one inculcate taqwa and piety. It all starts from the rizq that we eat. Try to earn halal. Try to control your heart and your mind, inshallah azza wa jalla. Try and do that which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told you to do according to the sunnah. Of course, we have to abide by the commandments of Allah azza wa jalla and his hadith sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To know more about taqwa and piety, we will mention this after we come back, inshallah. Listen to these pearls, alhamdulillah. Please stay tuned with us for the next few moments, few more minutes to come after this guldasta.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله.
When the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed that the famous warrior of Najd, presently Riyadh, Rasul bin Haris Muharibi, had gathered an army to attack Medina, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, along with the army of 400 blessed companions, went to fight against them. When Rasul heard that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has arrived in his city, he ran away and climbed the mountains along with his army. One of his soldiers, whose name was Habban, was arrested and embraced Islam in the blessed court of the beloved Rasul. Suddenly, it rained heavily on that day. The beloved Rasul began to dry his clothes near a tree. From the top of the mountain, non-Muslims noticed. He moved towards the beloved Rasul with a sword in his hand and spoke, raising the sword over the head of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now who will save you from me? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, merciful Allah azza wa jal will save me from you. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had just said these words, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam immediately landed on the earth and gave the sword a punch on his chest, causing the sword to fall from his hand on the ground. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately picked up the sword and then asked, now who will save you from me? The Rasul replied, no one can save. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mercy on his helpless. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not only forgive his mistake, but he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also returned his sword to him. The Rasul was so much impressed with the merciful manners of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he recited kalima and embraced Islam immediately. Having returned to his people, he started preaching Islam. Sallu al Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala.
Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. So we were mentioning Subhanallah, when a person attains the blessings of taqwa and piety, Subhanallah, then his du'as are answered, dear viewers of Madani channel. This enlightens the heart of a person and he attains such heights of excellence and distinctions ki phir ab wo ghareeb bhi hai, wo koi bhi dua keh de Allah ki bargah mein, Allah azza wa jalla will make it true for him. Kitabon mein ek waqiya darj hai, mentioned by Hazrat Sayyidina Dawood bin Rashid rahmatullah ali. Aapne ye farmaya ki do bhai the, Sabih and Malih. Sabih and Malih, they were two handsome brothers all the way from Syria. Ji haan, they were Syrian brothers. So ek din bhook ki shiddat ki wajah se dono ne mashwara kiya, chaliye hum log bahar jaate hain, let's go outside with this niyyah that we will preach Islam. Koi milega to daawat deen ki taraf denge inshallah, we will give him daawat towards the deen. And we are hungry right now, so it will be a good deed to do that. They both agreed, Sabih and Malih from Syria, they set out of their homes, they went in this direction to the wasteland side towards mountainous areas. They came across a dark skinned person who was carrying a pile of sticks on his head. And these two brothers thought, chalo acha ho gaya ki ye banda mil gaya, to chale isi ko hum musalman bana dete hain. To usko roka gaya, rokne ke baad he began to preach Islam to this person. To ye jo ghulam tha, or this person who was poor person, ghareeb insaan tha, he had these sticks on his head, faqir ki tarah lag raha tha. So he threw the sticks to the ground. He threw all these sticks to the ground and then he sat upon those sticks and he looks at the two brothers and he says to them, you have asked me about Allah Azza wa Jal. You are telling me about my creator. Now I am asking you both, please tell me in which corner of my heart does my iman reside. Mere dil ke kis kone mein mera iman hai? Abhi mujhe jawab chahiye. Tell me the answer right away. These two brothers were shocked. Isse ho kya gaya hai? What happened to him? They began to look at each other's faces. And this person, as he is sitting on his sticks, he continues to say the same thing, that please tell me in which corner of my heart is my faith? I want to hear this from you guys. So they remained silent and they said, we don't have any answer for this. Hame kaise pata chalega? How would we even know? And then he raises his hands in the court of Allah. Ab wo dua mangne laga. Aur duaon ke beech mein ye kehta hai, Malik ko bola, O Arhamar Rahimin, the most merciful Allah Azza wa Jal. Indeed, those who are beloved in your court, you listen to their dua, you fulfill their requests and their supplications today. The sinful person, he's referring to himself, he says, Ya Allah, I beg you and I ask you, I implore for your help, Ya Allah. Transform all these sticks that I'm sitting upon into gold for me. Itna kehna tha. Those two brothers mentioned ki abhi his dua and supplication had not yet ended. Before he had terminated his supplication, that sticks that he was sitting upon all turned into glittering gold, dear viewers. Now they were astonished. They could not believe what they are seeing and witnessing. Ab baat aage badi. Ab kya hota hai? Then he made dua. He said, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, you kept my izzah. Ya Allah. Now I ask you to transform this gold to its origin form. And again, before he had terminated his dua, those gold then turned back into its original form. The narrator of this waqi'ah and story, Hazrat Sayyidina Dawood bin Rashid rahmatullahi alayhi, had stated and said that this is the reason and this is the power of taqwa and piety, that these individuals have so much of abilities and powers and authorities Allah had granted them. Yes, as I mentioned, it is not about the physical appearance of a person, and it is not about the name and fame, because the criteria of excellence and exaltation is not judged by the fact of the person's fame. Ki bahut mashhoor hai, who has a lot of taqwa and piety. Fame doesn't bring about this excellence, and it's not a criteria and yardstick to measure the excellence. As well as other things which I mentioned, even possessing academic diplomas is also not a distinction for excellence. Excellence, sirf or sirf, taqwa ke saath, in the heart. It is right here in the heart, dear viewers. Kaash, yeh daulat hame naseeb ho jaye, all our problems will come to an end. Chale, milke padhte hain Allah ki bargah mein. Let's make this beautiful dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal together. Let's repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for the wasira of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's start preparing, dear viewers. This is a serious matter, because if we would not attain this, if we would not adopt taqwa and piety, then we are going to face a major loss. Abstinence from kufr is to adopt taqwa. Abstinence from greed is to attain taqwa. Abstinence from major sins is to attain taqwa. Abstinence from minor sins is to attain taqwa. Abstinence from fulfilling your desires and your nafsani khwahishat is also attain taqwa and piety. Allahu Akbar. Anything that you do for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, for His pleasure, will make you attain taqwa and piety. Now people, on the other hand, who, you know, want to attain taqwa and piety, but we're not working towards it, it is impossible, dear viewers of Madani Channel. We will have to walk towards this. So let's make this dua together collectively.
Ya ilahi har jagah teri ata ka saath ho, jab pade mushkil shahe mushkil kusha ka saath ho. Ya ilahi naam-e amal jab khulne lage, ya ilahi naam-e amal jab khulne lage, aib poshe khalq-e satare khata ka saath ho. Ya ilahi garmiye mahshay se jab bhar ke badal, ya ilahi garmiye mahshay se jab bhar ke badal, dāmane mahbūb ki thandi hawa ka saath ho. Ya ilahi jo duaye nek hum tujhse kare, ya ilahi jo duaye nek hum tujhse kare, کرسیوں کے لب سے آمین ربنا کا ساتھ ہو یا الہی ہر جگہ تیری عطا کا ساتھ ہو جب پڑے مشکل شگے مشکل کشا کا ساتھ ہو
آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. الحمدللہ ثم الحمدللہ. Dear viewers, we have come to the end of our program. For the viewers of Madani channel, for those who have stayed with us upon my request till the end of the episode, marhaba, shukran, may Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you in both worlds. For those who are watching this program right now, Allah Pak, aap sabko jazaye khair ata farmaye. We sign off reminding you a beautiful quote of Mulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala li. Aapne bada khoob farmaya hai. He says, until yesterday when I was clever, I intended to change the world. Main duniya ko badalne laga. I was trying to change the world until I was clever. Today I am intelligent. To main apne aap ko badalna chahta hu. I want to change myself first. And this is the mission of your Da'wat Islami. Yahi to maqsad hai of this beautiful, fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.